Prison Staff Guarding Islamist Inmates Under Constant Threat of Beheading. By Victoria Friedman on October 16, 2020. Prison guards are in constant threat of being beheaded by Islamist inmates who want to stream the murders online. The Prison Officers Association, POA, said that the threat was at its highest ever level, with Chairman Mark Fairhurst remarking that increasingly, people incarcerated for extremist crimes are more violent and more radicalized. We had intelligence passed on to us that the threat of radicalization and attacks on prison staff was real and was imminent, and the intention of jihadi extremist offenders, as highlighted by the Whitemore attack, is to take a prison officer hostage, behead them and somehow screen that online via the use of a mobile phone. If you look at the tactics of extremist offenders, that is always a constant threat, a constant concern, Mr. Fairhurst said, according to the BBC on Thursday. The POA chief made the remarks after two inmates of Her Majesty's prison, HMP, Whitemore, were found guilty last week of attempted murder after trying to stab a guard to death in January. Brustam Zayamani, 25, was already serving time for terrorism offenses while his accomplice Baz Hockton, 25, was a Muslim convert, radicalized in prison after being jailed for robbery. During the trial, it was revealed that Zayamani was 8 months into a government de-radicalization program, leading Fairhurst to remark, "We must have a fundamental review to find out how effective our de-radicalization programs are." London Bridge terror attacker Usman Khan had been released on license in 2018 from Whitemore. During the November 2019 attack, Khan had killed two people who were facilitating the prisoner rehabilitation program he was attending. Usman's own lawyer claimed that he had been fooled into believing his client was reformed. A report from King's College London found that British jihadists were using the Islamic concept of taqiyya, false compliance, to pretend to be de-radicalized during government programs in order to secure their release from prison. The report even noted that Khan was considered a success story of an extremist turning their life around. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Boris Johnson admitted that really very few Islamists can be rehabilitated, and that the custodial option should be used to its fullest extent to protect the public. De-radicalizing people is a very, very difficult thing to do. There is a big psychological barrier people find it hard to get back over, and that's why I stress the importance of the custodial option, Prime Minister Johnson had said.